Boker Tov, good morning. It's Monday morning, and we begin a new chapter, a new parak of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, parak Mem, chapter 40, discussing the very relevant laws of Netilas Yadayim, of washing one's hands before eating bread, before eating a meal, something that many of us do on a regular basis, and it's important to learn about its details. Why do we wash our hands before eating bread? So before I even look at the words of the Kitzur, I'll read from the opening comment of the Mishnah Brura in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Nun Ches, chapter 158, where the Mishnah Berurah says, "Tam takanas netila hu mishnei devarim," that there are two reasons for the enactment of the requirement of washing one's hands before eating bread. The first is related to the laws of Tuma and Tara, of ritual purity and impurity, that unfortunately without a base on Mikdash, we're not fully cognizant and we don't fully generally practice today. It's specifically related to the laws of the Kohen, who would eat his truma, and who would be obligated to make sure that his truma remains in a state of purity, and therefore to make sure that Kohanim are properly washing and purifying their hands before eating their food. It was enacted that all of us, before eating a meal, before eating certain types of foods, should wash our hands. And even though nowadays the Mishnah Berurah says that we don't have the base on Mikdash, so we're not generally as careful about these laws of Tuma and Tara, we don't need to be, but nonetheless, we should continue, we must continue, washing our hands, so that Kishibana Beis HaMikdash B'mehir V'yamenu, that's the quote from the Mishnah Berurah, that God willing, very soon, when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, we will already be accustomed to washing our hands before eating, and we won't have to be worried about all of the truma being contaminated. So one reason for washing our hands is for reasons related to ritual impurity and contamination, Tuma and Tara. And the second reason the Mishnah Berurah gives is V'otam L'takanas Netila Mishum Nikius U'Kedusha, for simple, basic cleanliness and sanctity. He groups those, those two together, that keeping your hands clean or eating when your hands are clean is a form of sanctity, of Kedusha, and the Gemara relates this to the Pasuk, V'his Kadashtem, V'hiyisem Kedoshim. You should be holy and you should remain sanctified, and one of the ways that we do that is by washing your hands before eating a meal to make sure that our hands are clean. So, to the Kitzur begins in Halacha Aleph. If somebody wants to eat bread whose bracha is hamotzi, we know that the bracha on bread is hamotzi. We've discussed a little bit in the past the difference between food that is made from a grain whose bracha is mezonos and food that's made from grain whose bracha is hamotzi. So let's assume for really this entire chapter that you're eating real bread. You're eating challah or bread or pita or a bagel for Ashkenazim. You're eating something whose bracha is hamotzi. Tzarech litol yadav mikodem. You need to wash your hands before netilas yadayim. Imapas gadol kebeitza. If the bread that you're planning to eat is the size of an egg or more, mevarich ala netilah, then you even make a bracha on the washing of your hands. Asher kedushanu b'vitzosav etzivanu al netilas yadayim, as we do anytime that we eat a significant amount of bread. Uvipachos mizeh, if you're eating less than this amount, ein mevarich ala netilah, then you would not make a bracha on the washing of the hands. The truth is that many poskim, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, that even if you eat less than an egg's amount, as long as you eat more than a kazayas, an olive's amount, then on that too, you would not only wash your hands, but also make the bracha of a shir kishanah b'mitzvos of etzivanu al netilas yadayim. It's hard to give an exact measurement because it sort of depends on each food and what its ingredients are and its density to determine what exactly is a kazayas, an olive's amount. Let's say a full slice of bread or so. If you're just going to have a little tiny bit, then that wouldn't require any netilas yadayim and the bracha. But if you're having a significant piece, a kazayas or more, or ideally a kabetzah or more, then you would wash your hands and say netilas yadayim. In the coming days, we will discuss details such as what do you wash your hands with, what type of vessel or cup, how do you wash your hands, how much water, and all of the details regarding this important halacha. Have a good day.